Hello and welcome to The Paul Garcia Show, where I speak to remarkable people from the central Illinois area. Today I have the pleasure of talking to a young woman who has recently been making headlines across the country for her exceptional performances in the track and field world. And her name is Allie Intz. Just a couple of weeks ago, Allie won the Adidas Indoor National Meet in two different races, the Girls Mile and the Girls 800 Meter Run. So not only did she win those events, but she also ran the fifth fastest freshman girls mile time and the fourth fastest freshman girls 800 meter times in U.S. history. We're obviously going to talk all about that in just 1 second, but first, if you also have goals of achieving incredible athletic feats yourself, it would surely help if you sat and slept on some comfortable furniture that's not decades old and that doesn't destroy your back and neck. And that's where Fairbury Furniture steps in. Here you will find delightfully comfortable and beautiful furniture that will be sure to complement both your body and your home. So for great prices and great furniture, head nowhere else but Fairbury Furniture, located in downtown Fairbury. This show is also sponsored by the law offices of Cahey, Legner, Freehill, Urquhart, and Mann. This local law firm has a depth of experience in matters involving agriculture, estate planning, real estate, trusts, taxation, and commercial transactions. They have locations in both Pontiac and Chenoa and have been serving the central Illinois area for over 40 years. You've spent a lifetime gathering it. Now spend an hour with their firm to make sure that you and your family can protect it. You can contact Cahey, Legner, Freehill, Urquhart, and Man today at 815-945-2611, which is their Chenoa location, or at 815-842-1112, which is their Pontiac location. That's Cahey, Legner, Freehill, Urquhart, and Man. All right, without further ado, here's my conversation with the speedster herself, Allie Intz. Allison Intz, thank you so much for coming on to the show. I appreciate it a lot.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. So you have recently been making headlines all across the running world. A couple of weeks ago, you attended the Adidas Indoor Nationals meet, which is huge. And there you ran the fifth fastest mile time of any freshman girl in U.S. history. That's insane. And that time was 4 minutes, 50.54 seconds. And then where the story really gets crazy is less than an hour later, about 50 minutes later, you ran the fifth fastest 800 meter time of any high school girl this year, and I believe it's the fourth fastest freshman 800 meter time ever. So that's wild. And the fact that you did those so close together with only 50 minutes in between, remarkable. And that time of the 800 meter run was 2 minutes, 9.42 seconds. So before we go any further, I'd just like to say congrats on winning both of those events and on those times. Like I said, incredible.
Thank you.
So I would like to know what that whole experience was like from your perspective, starting with the mile. When you crossed that finish line and you saw that sub five time on the board, and of course you went first by a long shot, what went through your head? What kind of emotions did you feel and what were you thinking?
Yeah, so this Virginia Beach National Meet was definitely just a great experience. It was my first out-of-state meet with like people from other states, not just Illinois, and definitely very nervous for the mile. And so coming into it, I was just hoping to run a good time, like feel good and just see what I could do, what the clock would say. And so just to come down that final stretch on that last lap and see a good time was definitely very motivating and gave me a lot of confidence. And it was really good to just to know that I had a good time and also placed well, because just for the future can help me. So yeah, definitely just great.
Well, did you say that that was your first meet against people outside the state of Illinois?
For track, indoor track, yes. I had one other experience in Ohio, so second, I guess. But yeah, it was one of the first national meets for sure.
Wow, what a debut to the national scene. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, this is where the story gets crazy. So right after you ran, well, first of all, let's talk about that mile race itself. How was it actually running that thing? Were you just exhausted? And was this one of your better mile times thus far?
Yes, that was my PR in like track, fastest time I have ran. But it was really nice to have the fastest freshmen from all over the country running. So I definitely think that helped me get a good time because there was someone there to push me. And so, yeah, it was good to have people there.
Okay, so I am not a long distance runner. I did a little bit of track in my day. Really, I was no good. So this is kind of new territory for me. How were you feeling throughout that race? Just, okay. I guess it's kind of, this is a beginner question.
But yeah, okay. I know what you mean. The first lap, it's a 200 meter track. So indoor tracks are 200 meters compared to outdoor, which is 400. So for 1 mile, you do 8 laps, which is quite a lot. And so the first lap is pretty easy because it's a lot of adrenaline is pumping. So you just kind of get around the first lap pretty easy. And then starting like second, third, and fourth lap, you're just kind of cruising and you're starting to get tired. And then that's really where you just have to dig deep. And that's where if you have competition, it usually really helps because you don't have to set the pace yourself. You kind of can just go off of others. And so then coming off seventh and eighth, I was just trying to maintain that pace and gradually get faster just so then I could have my kick at the end to get that time.
Yeah. And what a kick that was. Like, what happened on that last lap? Was it just normal, just another day of running for you? Or did you have some spectacular energy that came out of nowhere? Like, did you look in the stands and see your mom or dad point at you and all of a sudden you're just like, let's go, let's kick it into high gear?
Well, it was my first time running on a 200 meter track. And so I wasn't necessarily used to how short the straightaways were. And so usually I try to have a kick. It doesn't always happen for outdoor track, but it was definitely nice to just start the kick and then see the finish line so soon. So I think just knowing that the pain was going to be over sooner than later, it just helped me kick it in quicker.
That's awesome. Yeah. And to the people watching this video, there is a link to the YouTube video in the description that I'm going to share. And I highly suggest you watch that whole mile race because it's really exciting. So you run the 450 mile and then you get off the track. Well, you also qualified for the finals in the 800 meter. That's going to start in about 50 minutes. What did you do between the end of that mile race and the beginning of the 800? Like, you must have been doing some hardcore rehab or something, right?
Okay, yeah. So a lot of stuff happened in that 50 minutes. So I finished the mile, and first thought that came into my head was, oh gosh, I still have the 800. That's going to be tough. And so I quickly got off the track, put my mask on, of course. Had to put my mask on. And so then I got off the track, and I went over to my bag, which was in another room, and I drank some water, and then I got outside. I left the like arena, I guess. And went outside and ran probably a mile, just cool down, really slow.
Yes. On your own time, just because to cool down?
Yeah, it helps like your body just, like, I guess, decompose and just relax. And then to get ready for the next race, kind of lets your muscles just kind of like relax from that. And so, yeah, I went outside, I ran a mile, and then I came back inside, probably went to the bathroom like 5 times because I always have to go. And yeah. Then I think I ate like 4 or 5 pretzels and drink more water. And then by that time, I probably got my spikes back on and headed over to the sign-in, check-in area to get my bib for the next race. So
this show is sponsored in part by Connections of Fairview Haven. In the book of Matthew, Jesus instructs his followers to love as he loves. With this principle in mind, Fairview Haven Retirement Community is now offering an in-home care service called Connections of Fairview Haven. The Connections of Fairview Haven team members are directly demonstrating this love of Christ daily, empowering you to remain in your home safely with dignity and independence as you move through your senior years. They provide a variety of home care services such as shopping, housekeeping, companionship, running errands, and personal care. Along with these basic home care services, Fairview Haven's Connections has partnered with some awesome community businesses to help care for your other needs such as therapy, medication, management, yard work, home repairs, and many other services that will allow you to remain safely at home and still complete all your daily duties. Connections of Fairview Haven takes the worry out of daily living by setting up these services for for you with as little as one phone call to their Connections team. Because you have dedicated your life, your time, and your talents to this community, they would like to honor your efforts by empowering you to continue to live an abundant life your way. This program is servicing not only Livingston County, but also Iroquois County and Ford County. To learn more, please contact Arla at 815-692-6703 or check out their website at fairviewhaven.org. And while you're at it, check out their Facebook page as well. Connections of Fairview Haven is putting the gold back in the golden years. To hear you ran a mile, that just kind of blows me away, but I guess maybe that's your normal routine. I'm going to assume you know what you're doing. I don't.
Yeah, a lot of runners do that. I think it's pretty common within runners to do a cool down after running pretty hard and getting ready for the next race. So
you had just water and pretzels. That's all you consumed between those races.
Yeah. Since it was so close, I didn't want to eat a ton and chance getting like a side ache or something. So
wow.
Just kept it on the down low.
That's really interesting. Okay. So you go sign up for your 800 event. What's going through your head? I'm sure you were like, well, that was quick. I'm on the line now to start this thing off.
Yeah, I was definitely more nervous for the 800 because compared to the freshman race where it was only freshmen, now I was racing against seniors who had pretty, like, they were already recruited to go to some pretty major colleges. And so it was definitely nerve-wracking to get up to the line against some pretty big names and just not really knowing what's going to happen. So they're all the girls, all ages, were super nice. Very including, and we're all talking good luck right before the gun goes off. So we're chatting before the gun goes off. So it's a good time.
There's no trash talk or anything. There's no, you're going
nope,
down.
Never.
So you hear the gun go off for the 800 meter. And What's that race like? It's half the length of the mile that you just ran. What's your strategy going into this? And how are you feeling right away?
Okay, so for this one, for the 800 meter race, I was in the very first lane to start. I was by the rail, so I had the first lane right away. And so my goal was going to be just to get out because it was going to be easy because I had the first lane. But that did not happen because I got pushed to the back. Did not know that was going to happen. It's definitely more competitive compared to junior high racing. So I got shoved to the back, and then from there, I kind of just stayed there and just every lap that passed just kind of made my way past a few girls and until I got to this person who was in first and then just decided to make my kick.
Yeah, again, that was a very exciting video to watch, and I highly recommend everyone watching this video. Click that link that's right below this video. You will not regret it. You run an incredible 800-meter race. You cross the finish line in first again, another historic time. Now what's going through your head? Because you just ran two historic races in the span of 60 minutes. Like, were you thinking, dang, I must be pretty good? Or what was going through your head?
Definitely very excited and was not expecting that. I was just very grateful that there were many girls to push me. Honestly, I think getting pushed to the back was a blessing because then I had to fight to get up into the front and that pushed me to sprint more. So I think just having all those girls there to push me got me that good time. And so I kind of owe it to them. And then just finishing strong and just knowing I still have that kick left in me was definitely a great thing to still know that I had.
That I love how humble you are, by the way. That is fantastic to hear. That's so refreshing. Like, I feel like I've seen enough kids in the track world that are like, I'm, you know, kind of along the lines of I'm the best. They might get a little cocky. Maybe they need that. But whatever. It's nice to see how humble you are. Your parents have raised you well. Let's talk about the stories behind these headlines, though, because you said, you know, maybe you weren't expecting to run these types of times. But for you to have the success that you've been having lately is not really a surprise. You're a freshman at Normal Community High School, but last year, the IESA didn't have a state track meet because of COVID, but the year before that, you won the events, the 1600 and the 800 meter in seventh grade. And I think you set the state record in that class in the 800, am I correct?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, okay, so your talent and your work ethic have been doing you favors and getting you some great results for quite a while now. So when did you start running and when did you start taking it seriously?
Okay, yeah. So I have always been just like an adventurous person, love to be outdoors. And so at a young age, I kind of followed in my mom's footsteps. She always ran in the morning. She'd get up early and run. And so just always knew what running was. And so if there was like an in-town race, I would enter as maybe like a 11 years old, right before middle school. And it'd be like a 5K run. I remember doing the Glow Run, the Donut Run here in town. And so I did those at a young age. And then then middle school hit and I joined the cross country team and absolutely loved it. And so that's when I started to take it more seriously and just really focused on sometimes not eating like 5 cups of ice cream. And so just started taking it more seriously and really focusing on training hard. And then high school definitely came quick. And then I really started focusing more on what I eat and the training still got harder. And so, yeah, definitely through like being on a sports team definitely
That's bad. That's when you started taking it seriously you had a team that was kind of counting on you to get some points and whatnot.
Yes.
Again, with the humble thing, I forgot to mention, and you just didn't mention it, that eighth grade year when the state didn't have a track meet for IESA, you, in your spare time, went ahead and won the IESA cross country state finals, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dang. Do you have a favorite race? Like, what's your favorite distance? Do you love those 5Ks that you run in cross country, or are you more an 800 or mile person?
Well, I'm not sure. I think after track season happens this year, maybe I can decide, but right. I've never really had a favorite. Usually it's whatever season I'm in. It's cross country. I like the 5K. If it's track, I like the mile or 800, but they're all fun, so I'm not sure.
Okay, so is it fair to say your mom is kind of the one that really got you into running?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yep, she definitely introduced it to me, and then I, from there, kind of just found my love for it and started running, and I was the one who had the idea of going out for cross country, so it was, it's definitely her who probably got the idea in my head, and then I just kind of went off of that.
Yeah. Something I might as well mention is that I'm from Prairie Central High School. That's where I went to high school. And that's where your mom also went to high school, right?
Yes, it is.
And if I remember correctly, I think I've read her name as running a pretty darn good 400 meter dash. I don't know if she ever broke a minute, but I think she was stinking close. Is that ringing a bell or am I just talking baloney?
Yes, she did do like the sprint. She did long jump in the 400. And I think she got under a minute, I think. I'm pretty sure she did.
So, all yeah. right. If she's going to watch us, so sorry about that mistake on my part. So your parents, though, or I should say your mom, it seemed she might have passed down a little bit of that good running genetics down to you. Did your dad do anything running related?
He played on the basketball team in high school. He was on the football team. I think he did baseball. So definitely just a good athlete in general. And so I think that probably took into account some of his speed because it probably in basketball, you have to have good speed and for sure in football. So I think that probably carried down to me as well.
All right. Now this is a question I think a lot of kids that are going to watch this your age are going to be very interested in. And, probably just everyone else as well. I want to ask about your training regimen. You said that you used to get up early and run with your mom. Whoops. What the heck? We're back. Pretend that didn't happen. Okay. You said that you used to get up early and run with your mom. Is that still the case or are you doing something different now? Talk about what your practices and your training is like.
Okay, so right now it's kind of the off season because track hasn't really started yet. So we get together with the team 3 or 4 times a week and we just do some like nice easy runs, like 5 or 6 miles, sometimes 4 miles, just at a comfortable pace, conversational. And then once the season starts, probably like a month into the season, which is about right now, it's a month until the season will start, we'll do one workout a week where it's just working on like turning the legs over and getting quicker and just pushing the endurance. We'll do some tempo runs and then like speed work where it's like 400s and 200s and some 800s. So not a ton of workouts, which is important not to just keep workout after workout, which can wear your body down, and just make sure to listen to your body and take those recovery runs and those 4 to 6 mile runs. So it's not just workout after workout.
This show is sponsored in part by Greg Kurtenbaugh's State Farm offices in Fairbury and Gibson City, Illinois. When looking for an insurance provider, clarity, simplicity, solid ratings, and great prices should be at the top of your priorities. Lucky for you, Greg Kurtenbaugh's offices fit that bill magnificently. Just look at his office's reviews on Google. Spoiler, they consist of nothing but 5-star ratings. On a personal note, Greg was able to explain to me the ins and outs of life, health, and car insurance in just one conversation, so now the whole process of obtaining insurance is no longer scary to me, and I'm a proud State Farm insurance recipient. Greg and his teams are just awesome. They're so friendly, so helpful, and so knowledgeable. I highly recommend giving them a call, even if it's just to see if they can insure you for less than your current provider, because chances are they can. And they'll tell you if they can in just a couple of minutes, and they'll do it all for free. It literally cannot hurt to call. On a side note also, Greg is a celebrity. His face and mustache are, of course, on those two big billboards on the west end of Fairbury, but he's also starred in a big-time State Farm commercial from a few years back. It's the one where the buffalo is attacking those guys' cars, and Greg transports them back to his office. It's pretty funny, and you should check it out on YouTube if you haven't seen it already. Anyway, this office is incredible, and there's plenty of reasons why so many people from the area are calling them up, getting free quotes, and making Greg their agent. So for quality insurance and the impeccable customer service that you deserve, call Greg Kurtenbaugh's State Farm office at 815-692-3673 and be sure to tell them that you heard about them on The Paul Garcia Show. I'm interested, what's your mentality like when you're running? Maybe it varies a little bit from race to race, the shorter distance to the longer distance. You seem like you're just a nice girl and that you're not like one of those ultra hardcore, like, oh, I'm going to destroy my body, win at all costs type of people. What's your mentality like when you're running?
I don't know. Definitely. I mean, I feel like I am a very competitive person. If someone is inside of me within the last 100 meters, my goal is to beat them. And so definitely have competitiveness and want to beat everyone that's on that line. But then again, once the race finishes, I want to congratulate all them and be their friends. So like once the gun goes off, it's competition time and everyone's for themselves. And then once everyone finishes, then you can talk and be friends.
As for technique, have you been working on things in the last year or so since you've been in high school that have really improved your running? If you watch these videos, what pops out right away is your stride length and your leg turnover. It's pretty incredible. Is that something you've been working on lately, or does that just come naturally to you?
Some comes naturally, but I definitely, when I work on like sprinting, I work on form and just not like flailing my arms or moving my head a ton. That's something I've really worked on, is keeping my head straight when I run and not like side to side, because that can waste energy. So yeah, just really focusing on my form and the workouts kind of then helps me in the races to have a good form.
That makes me think of when I was in high school, there was a phenomenal cross-country runner. And I mean, she reminds me a lot of you. Her name was Anna Sophia Keller. I think she was a 3-time champ in maybe cross-country champion. She had championships in a lot of different sports and events, stuff, whatever. And anyways, when she would run, her signature move was kind of moving her head. And I just thought that looked a little interesting. She obviously made it work, but most accomplished runners I see kind of keep their head straight. And I noticed that when you were running, watching those videos, it seems like your head just doesn't even go up and down. It's like it floats along the track and your body just kind of follows.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
What do you think has contributed to your success in the running world most? Is it your family support? Is it maybe genetics? Is it your heart? Is it your who knows what, you just, your work ethic, what do you think has been the biggest part of your success?
I'd probably say definitely the coaches that I've had in junior high, high school. They've just been so supportive, and they work hard to tell me my race plan along with everyone else's. They put time into every single person's running life. And so that's definitely been a big thing that's helped me become a good runner. And so I also think work ethic is a big thing, and working hard and staying determined, even in the times we are in, and just not losing hope and just knowing that someday the work you put in will pay off. And then also parents, very supportive. My brother's also a runner, and so he runs with me quite a lot. And so that pushes me to get better. We're always very competitive, and I want to beat him. So that helps with the kick too. And just friends, very supportive, always wanting to know what races I'm doing and always texting me afterwards how I did. And so that's really supporting too. So,
wow, that's awesome. You're surrounding yourself with great people, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
How old's your brother? I didn't know that you actually even had a brother. Is he older or younger?
He's in seventh grade, so younger.
Okay. How is he, like, does he like running as well, or is he more interested in other sports?
He does. He likes running. He's only in seventh grade, so last year he got to have a normal cross-country season, and he did really well. He got 19th in state as a sixth grader for cross-country. So, yeah, I was very proud of him for that. And then his track season, along with mine and everyone else's, sadly got canceled. And so he didn't get to have a track season. So I'm excited to see how he does this track season.
In the cross country, you said he got like 19th or something in cross country. Do they break that up? They break that up, right? Like, so there's a seventh grade and an eighth grade and a sixth grade, like, state finals, right? Or are they all in one?
They're all in one.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, that changes everything. So did he beat some like seventh and eighth graders then to get that 19th place?
He did. Yep.
Wow. Okay. So he's probably a pretty serious runner then.
He is. Yep.
This show is sponsored in part by Forest Edge Tree Service. This winter has been catastrophic on our trees, and it's led to a ton of damage. Ice, snow, and strong winds lead to downed limbs, trees, and power lines, causing massive damage to your homes, cars, and properties. Face it, your yard is no place for looming, dead, or damaged trees. It's just a matter of time before one comes down, and whether by your choice or not. This is why you need to hire the excellent services of Forest Edge Tree Service. If you have trees or tree stumps that you want gone, simply give Joe Rudin at Forest Edge Tree Service a call or text at 815-615-3037 to get a free quote today. Forest Edge Tree Service is fully insured and staffed with trained professionals who use cutting-edge equipment to get the job done right. These pros take pride in their attention to detail and in their cleanup and in their relationships with their customers, which is why they are Livingston County's premier tree service provider. Being proactive with your land saves you money in the long run and helps you to avoid all the headaches of unplanned down trees. So keep your family, pets, vehicles, and neighbors safe by being a responsible adult and calling or texting Joe Rudin with Forest Edge Tree Service at 815-615-3037. So, Allie, although you are mostly known right now for your success in running and you're making headlines with that, you're much more than just a runner. So I would like to ask, what else do you like to do? What else occupies your time when you're not breaking records and winning races?
Well, I play basketball for community too. So basketball definitely is fun, and I do that right after cross country. So a few months, maybe a month off, I'm not sure, because the seasons this year are kind of messed up. So I played basketball, the season just got over, and that was just a really great time. And then I like to hang out with my family. I like to watch movies. I also like to eat really good food. I'm all about my pizza, my ice cream. So that's fun, finding good food. I'm a very crafty person. I like to make t-shirts and design things. So, yeah.
All right, quick question. What's your favorite food?
Oh, gosh. I'd have to say, like, pasta in general or bread. I just like bread, from Olive Garden, bread from Biagi's. Bread is my favorite. I like bread.
That's awesome. Shout out to Biagi's and Olive Garden. Okay. So I hesitate to ask this next question actually because, well, you're a freshman in high school and your answer to this question might drastically change over the next few years. The question is, are there any goals that you're focusing on right now? Maybe short term this year or long term? And would you mind sharing what they are if you have them?
Yeah, so this track season coming up, hopefully we'll get to have some big invites. And I'm pretty sure it just came out that we get to have a state meet. So that's really exciting. And so I think my goals are just to continue to improve my times and get better at my events and maybe even try the 2 mile or 400 and just see how that plays out and just get better at those too. And then state title would be nice. So definitely we'll have that in the back of my head. There's great athletes that I have competed against throughout middle school and high school. So it'll definitely be different or not different. It'll be challenging to run against them at state, but hopefully it'll just push me to do better. Long-term girls, I would definitely like to go to a D1 college for running. Not really sure which college. I have been watching the NCAA National Track and Cross Country meets just happened recently. And so I was just watching those and seeing like what schools are really good for running. So that's definitely just kind of in the back of my mind of where I would want to go. But definitely running in college is a goal of mine.
All right. We're getting towards the end of this conversation. So before we get out of here, is there anyone you'd like to thank? Because I know with having success in athletics like you've had, it's not ever a one-person deal. It's not just you. It usually takes a village. So, yeah, is there anyone you'd maybe like to thank?
Yeah, for sure. First off, coaches at Community, Tom Patton, Den Patton, and Amy Scott. They're amazing, great coaches. Couldn't ask for any better. My parents, my brother, my grandparents, very supportive, always giving me encouraging advice and just telling me that I can get better. All my friends who are there for me and just really everyone, community.
Awesome. Awesome. You're quick to say thanks. You're humble, great human being all around. This has been a great conversation and it's been awesome watching you burst onto the scene. And it's going to be great watching your career progress from this point on. So Allie Ince, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you.
You are welcome. My pleasure. And that's a wrap. Thank you for listening to The Paul Garcia Show. If you enjoy this show and you're watching it on Facebook, please like and share this video. And if you're on YouTube, please hit that like button and consider subscribing to my channel. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving the show a 5-star rating. This all helps tremendously, helps us get noticed and all that good stuff. If you want to support the show financially with a small donation, please feel free to do so on Venmo or PayPal by submitting a couple of bucks to The Paul Garcia Show. If you want to help support the show and gain access to bonus footage from and early access to each and every episode, then please become a patron on patreon.com/Paul Garcia for as little as $1 a month. Until next Sunday, I'm Paul Garcia. God bless and have a great week.